Good morning, it's 9 o'clock and this is Observer Radio News. I'm John Spratt alongside Vanessa Brown and Vicky Gray. In the weather, it's a cool 5 degrees outside our East York studios. Here are your top headlines this hour. Giambroni bows out of the limelight, a massive fraud trial gets underway, and the Blue Jays fall a little short in their home opener. Now to our top story. One-time mayor hopeful Adam Giambroni is leaving local politics altogether. Globe and Mail reports that he's taking a few years off to get out of the public spotlight, and Giambroni confirmed it on his Twitter page last night. The 33-year-old is city councillor for Toronto's Davenport ward, and of course, the chair of the TTC. He was going to run for mayor before his campaign was derailed in February by a sex scandal. Giambroni's executive assistant, Kevin Beaulieu, is expected to run for his city council seat come election time in October. If you've ever felt like you've gotten a raw deal when buying a new car, well, it could be worse. The Toronto Star reports that Shahid Sheikh, a Mississauga car dealer, came up with false records and even false customers in a fraud outfit estimated at $1.7 million. Sheikh allegedly made up clients and doctored financial information to carry out the fraud. Also accused his manager, Lynn Fuller. The pair have pleaded not guilty. Their trial began yesterday in a Brampton courthouse. A new study says that the city's indoor smoking ban is cutting down on hospital visits. The Canadian Medical Journal study found that hospitalizations are down over 30% since Toronto outlawed smoking in restaurants. The lead author of the study, Dr. Elisa Naiman, said that the results confirm that public policy can make a difference. Across Toronto, efforts are underway to help the people of Haiti. Days after the earthquake, Haitian students and teachers at Centennial College raised over $3,000 for relief. And as the Observer's Chris Higgin reports, the small Caribbean island suffering is inspiring many.
Hearts and minds have come together here. Tears are shed, but according to the dean of the college, Nate Horowitz, it's a celebration too.
In this world that was the definition of suffering, one could put on the list Haiti. Yet the Haitian people are strong, committed to life and the transcendence of the spirit.
At this time, Haitians in Toronto are helping any way they can. Haitians who live in Canada say it's events like these that offer hope for the future. Micheline Marie Vauvin came from Port-au-Prince to study in Toronto.
I look on one man, I'm just smiling. I see many people, white, black, Japanese, everyone together, just to help my country. That make me happy for that. But sometimes that make me sad. I just can't do just that. I want to do more. I don't want to do more here. I want to come back.
Many people at the fundraiser say sometimes just sharing the pain helps. But in times like these, food and money goes a long way. Chris Higgins, Observer News, Toronto.
In national news, trouble continues to swirl around Stephen Harper's cabinet. Multiple outlets reporting that allegations from a third party led to the Prime Minister booting MP Helena Gurgis from his cabinet. Gurgis has been in the spotlight as her husband, former MP Raheem Jaffer, is under fire for some questionable business dealings. Those are your news headlines. Let's send it to Vanessa now, who has sports.
Thanks, John. Well, just over 46,000 fans packed into the Rogers Centre last night. The Blue Jays played their home opener against former teammate Alex Rios and the Chicago White Sox. After 11 innings, the White Sox came out on top, beating the Jays 8-7. That brings their record to 5-2 on the season so far. Not bad for a rebuilding team. Vernon Wells is off to a great start after a disappointing season last year. He tallied his fourth home run of the season with a two-run shot in the third. Aaron Hill missed the game with an injured hamstring. The second baseman could return as early as April 23rd. The Jays get a chance to redeem themselves against the Sox again tonight here in Toronto. First pitch will be thrown at 7 p.m. Raptors fans will be happy to hear their squad rebounded last night from an embarrassing loss to Chicago on Sunday. They beat the Pistons in Detroit 111-97. Andrea Bargnani led the charge with 33 points, and Amir Johnson scored a career-high 26. After Bosch went down with a fractured nose last Tuesday, Johnson's been on fire. He nabbed a season-high 13 boards during Friday's game against the Hawks. And now with a season-high 26 points, he's looking really good. The Raptors are sitting half a game behind the Bulls for the last playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. They would clinch that berth if they end up tying the Bulls at the end of the week. They finish off the regular season on the road against the Knicks tomorrow night. Unlike the Raptors, the Eastern Commerce Saints know their fate, heading to basketball provincials for the third straight year. The high school boys' city championships took place in the Kerr Center at Ryerson University yesterday. And as Observer's Dan Heyman reports, it was a hard-fought battle until the bitter end.
The Eastern Commerce Saints defeated their arch-rival Oakwood Mountains 64-61 after a battle that wasn't decided until the final minutes of regulation time. After heading into the half with a commanding 11-point lead, the Saints allowed the Barons to battle back and reduce the lead to 6 points at the end of the third quarter. But head coach Kevin Jeffers knew his boys had it in them.
They gave it everything, right? We knew coming in, you know, our key word was focus, and they gave it to us. You know, we had to take care of business, and that's what it was.
Cam Robertson is one of only two returning seniors on this year's squad. He led all players in scoring with 14 points, but felt like he had some big shoes to fill.
Yeah, it was a good game, you know. Finals last year, we won it, but this year, you know, we had to step it up. We lost to Oakland in the season, and we beat them in the South region. So it's kind of like a rubber match between the two, so it feels good.
The next step is the provincial championship. With only two returning players from last year's squad, Coach Jeffers knows it's going to be a challenge, but he has confidence in his team.
It's amazing for us to get there again, and you know, we know what it's about. We've been there, so we have that experience aspect. Our team is very young, and the routine has to be crucial because that's what's going to count.
The provincial championships begin March 8th in Oshawa. Dan Heyman, Observer Radio News Online, Toronto.
It's no surprise Canadians were eager to see Tiger Woods in action again during the Masters. The guy's been in hiding for 5 months. But BBM Canada ratings show a whopping 74% increase in viewership than last year. Around 450,000 more Canadians tuned in for this year's final round on Sunday. He was there, then like a flash, he was gone. Woods has fans and haters alike wondering when they get to see him next. After he finished on Sunday, Woods told a reporter he'll be taking more time off from the game that's made him a superstar. Stick with us, because after the break, Vicky will give you all the buzz and entertainment.
Good evening. You would probably expect me to say that my name is Count Dracula and that I am a vampire. Do you know what makes a vampire? Do you really? It's not the hair. Ah, greasy kids stuff. It's not the cape made from your sister's satin bedsheets. No, it's the fangs that make the vampire. Now you can have the fangs. Dress up for parties, frighten the trick-or-treaters on Halloween. These plastic marvels fit over your regular teeth, but once there, you'll be the hit of the party. An amazing delight to your cool friend. It's so much fun, I know. So send your fangs today. Send 298 to Fang, box 1001, Central City, Tennessee. Or dial toll-free 800-DRACULA. Order before midnight tonight. That's an order.
Welcome back and hello, everyone. Last night at the 30th Annual Genie Awards, Ecole Polytechnic won 9 of the 11 awards it was nominated for. Directed by Denis Villeneuve, the film depicts the events of the Montreal Massacre that occurred in 1989. Marc Lapine entered the school, shot and killed 14 women, injured 10 others, and 4 men, then killed himself. Maxime Godet, who played Lapine, won Best Supporting Actor. He said he didn't want to depict Lapine as a madman, but rather a man filled with anger and hate. The film grossed over $1 billion in Quebec, but tanked in Toronto, grossing only $100,000. It's the end of an era as Metro Morning host Andy Barry steps down after 15 years as the voice of Toronto. On March 1st, the CBC held an appreciation ceremony for Barry at the CBC building on 250 French Street. Francois Bieber reports.
The city's number one radio host, whose charm helped Torontonians battle morning traffic jams, announced recently he had fallen ill with Parkinson's disease, and the early mornings demanded by the show began to take its toll on the 65-year-old.
One of the things that, you know, I didn't even realize until I looked back at some records last week is when I started this job 15 years ago, I went on the air at 6:15 a.m. So I got here a half an hour later than I do now. And that really, going from 4:15 to 5:30 is a pretty big shift at that hour in the morning. It turns to when you have to wake up. So originally I woke up at 4:45, and I'm 65 and I have Parkinson's. So I think it began to feel like a bit of a burden.
With Barry stepping down, CBC's Matt Galloway, already known citywide as the voice of Here and Now, takes over the morning shift. As a city dweller, upon hearing he would be the show's new host, Galloway looks to bring his own experiences to the show, and he's excited to talk about the city he loves.
Oh, I was thrilled. I mean, that was ecstatic. If you work in Toronto on the radio, this is the job that you want. And I mean, you can go and work nationally, you can do a show that's right across the country, but I live in the city, and I want to talk about what I see when I ride my bike to work, or when I take my kids out to play baseball, or when I am on my way to the subway. And you can only really do that.
Francois Bieber, Observer Radio News, Toronto, Ontario.
Arnold Sfor, the former Royal Winnipeg Ballet Artistic Director, died yesterday morning of chronic kidney disease at 86 in a long-term care hospital. He helped make the center an international success and developed its school. The Beatles were more popular than Jesus, or at least John Lennon thought they were, but the Vatican wasn't so sure. Over the weekend, the Vatican forgave the Beatles for their lifestyles and comments. In March, the Vatican added the Beatles' Revolver to their top 10 list and has previously commended their White Album. And that's all for entertainment. Now let's send it back to John for the wrap.
Thank you, Vicky. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have yourself a great day.